Hi, I'm Anna Marchese from CKUT. I'm here with Jerome DiGiovanni from La Table, and we're here to discuss their recent press release in opposition to the charter. So Jerome, tell me about La Table.
La Table is a federation of federation community organization involving healthcare and social services. La Table is called La Table des regroupements provinciaux d'organismes communautaires bénévoles. Membership is 39 federations. And those 39 federations in total have a membership of 3,000 community organizations locally, regionally, also provincially. So we are a federation of federations. We deal in mainly in women's issue, mental health, people with disabilities, ethnocultural communities, also in terms of access to healthcare services and social services. It is an organization that shares experiences, manages in terms of putting together common issues that we could work together, and it's a cross issue or a cross community-based organization. We are really a federation that will bring together the different community organizations that we could work together.
Why has La Table come out against the charter?
Well, the charter mainly is based on three things. First of all, it's Section 10. What Section 10 says is that any organization, private or community organization that receives a grant or receives funding from the provincial government can be submitted to the charter. So that means community organizations like ours. And we define ourselves as being separate from the state, separate from the Réseau de la Santé des Services Sociaux, that is the healthcare network. We do not belong to the state or to the government. We're an autonomous organization. And the autonomy of the community organization is based on government policy. There's a policy that government adopted several years ago specifying that community organizations are autonomous. They have their own board. They are created by the community and for the community. By putting Section 10, the fact that we could be submitted to the charter, that means that we lose our autonomy. And this is one of the reasons why we oppose the charter. We do not belong to government. Secondly, we strongly believe between equality between men and women, and it's already in the Quebec Human Rights Charter, Section 10. It's Section also 19. And there's two other places where equality between men and women is stated. But what we think is that what's in the charter does not really touch equality between men and women. What it does, it creates a level of equality between women and women and women and men and other groups of society. For instance, people with disabilities, for instance, senior citizens or ethnocultural communities. So that is one of the reasons also why we oppose the charter. And the other issue is that we believe that to open up the Quebec Human Rights Charter, it has to follow a separate process than what's in Bill 60. It has to have a different approach than what's proposed in Bill 60. The Quebec Human Rights Charter is a consensus of society. It's based between relationships between citizens and also relationship between citizens and the state. What Bill 60 does and proposes is to modify the Quebec Charter. We don't believe that it is a proper thing to do to modify the Quebec Charter the way that Bill 60 proposes. We believe in the Quebec Charter. The TAB and all its member organizations work for equality between different groups and all level of groups, regardless of gender, religious beliefs. The broader issue is that because we are an organization or member organizations come from the community and therefore the community, we are afraid that women will lose access to services. The Muslim women that are targeted in the charter are very disfranchised. So we believe if Section 10 is applied to us, there will be more disfranchised in terms of access to services.
If this bill were to go into effect, how do you see it affecting La Table and the organizations that fall under La Table?
Well, we will fight Section 10, that's for sure. How we're going to do, we don't know. What I just have stated, what's in our brief, this is a consensus of our members. We didn't say that we were for or against so and so. What we said is that our consensus, the consensus of our 39 members, is that we don't believe or we totally oppose Section 10. We are for equality, but equality of all members of society. Okay, we don't believe in terms of creating a better equality for men and women and disadvantaging the other type of groups in terms of their equality. So how we're going to deal with it, we have to decide with our members. Our decision-making process is based on a consensus of our members.
Can you think of anything that might bring you on side with the charter, say if Section 10 were removed?
Not really, because what we said before, you know, we have to take a look what is Bill 60 proposing in terms of amending the Quebec Human Rights Charter. We think that if there's an amendment to be made, it has to follow a different process, a separate process. And it has to achieve consensus. Bill 60 does not achieve consensus in society. So that is also very difficult for us to say that we're going to support Bill 60. Then is the question of equality. Equality for all, yes, but not a special type of equality for one group comparing to the other groups of society.
What is the importance of organizations like La Table in fostering social cohesion between people of different cultural backgrounds or ethnicities?
Our membership deals in social problems, long-term problems. Could be women's issue, could be conjugal violence, for instance. It could be youth issues, or it could be people with disabilities, or ethnocultural communities. So that is one of the things that our members told us, that government has to respect its own policy when it says that community organizations dealing with healthcare and social services are autonomous, they're independent, they are also a reflection of their membership. Now, if Section 10 is applied, we will no longer be autonomous. We will no longer be a reflection of our members or of the community that has created us for them, for their need. That is very key. And we'll see how we're going to deal with this later on down the road if this bill is applied.
If this bill were to go into effect, would you foresee a decrease in your membership?
No, because we respect our members and we respect the decision of our members. Also, what you have to understand is that the composition that brought the director is all the members of La Table. The 39 members of La Table are members of the board of directors. So this is a very democratic process and structure. So it's not 2, 3, 4 people that decide. All the members of La Table decide in terms of defining the position of La Table. Could be Bill 60 or other policies or other bills that have been proposed or submitted by government.
So this isn't just a public sector issue?
It is not a public sector issue. One thing that which is very important for us, the conclusion of our brief, is that the state has a very broad mission to ensure social peace in our society. And what this bill has done is it has divided society, almost 50% for the charter, for Bill 60, and another 50% against the charter. And this does not create cohesion, social cohesion, or social peace in society.
How can you get more information on La Table?
La Table is based in Montreal. We have a website. So the website is www.trpocb.org. And go on the site, you get all the information, the different briefs, documents that we have published, plus the newsletter. It's on the site.
Thank you very much.